Thank you. It is a real joy, privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Monday afternoon. We're thankful for the Lord's eternal love. We appreciate His infinite wisdom, His understanding, His great compassion, and loving vile sinners such as myself. I realize if I got what I had coming, I'd ought to be burning in hell. But I'm glad God had mercy upon me as a young man born of understanding, blinded by the god of this world, didn't really have a good understanding of what kind of condition that I was in. I didn't realize that I was a sinner. I knew I had sinned, and of course what sin was in me, but I didn't realize where I was going to spend eternity. I never had heard the gospel really preached to me to have an understanding that if I didn't repent, I was going to burn in hell, although I knew who Jesus was. Had been preached to him, and I hadn't forgot that, never got over that when I first heard his lovely name. I respected that name. I feared that name, and I realized that he was the Son of God. But I didn't know him personally as my own personal Savior. I got acquainted with him not before I turned 23 years old. The best thing that happened to anybody happened to me. Had my sins forgiven. I was born again, as the Bible said, not the corrupt seed, but an incorrupt seed, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. My sins were forgiven. All my past was gone. It was under the blood of Jesus. My conscience was no longer condemned. My heart was rejoicing. I knew something happened to me on the inside. I couldn't really explain what happened. I didn't know how. But I knew that something had happened wonderful inside me. I knew the desires I had in time past were all gone. I used to drink, smoke, cuss, and gamble, and do like most folk do. Not everybody does like I've done, but I did. And of course, I run after those kind of things because I sought some type of satisfaction or pleasure. I found the pleasure, but I never was satisfied. But when I got saved, I got satisfied. Jesus changed my course, established my going, and put my feet on the solid rock. And for 38 wonderful years, I've been enjoying this wonderful salvation. I don't have just a man-made religion or a denomination. I'm a Baptist by denomination, but I'm a born-again believer because the blood of Jesus has been applied to the sins of my soul. And you'll never catch me boasting on the Baptist. Most Baptists need to get saved. And the Baptist is the only ones that I know of that believes in eternal security or eternal life or everlasting life or salvation without, of course, price, without money, and having the free gift and never be able to lose what God gave you. That's just Bible. That's just Scripture. The Bible doctrine, of course, is Baptist doctrine. The most Baptists need to get saved. They don't really have a personal, never have had a personal experience in grace. They're saved in their minds. They've got an empty heart. They never experienced a new birth. They've never been preached to. That's the reason they've never been converted. Now, they've got some meathead, some deadhead, some good old boy standing in the pulpit like most denominations have. We got those that are so quiet you could drop a pin and hear the pin hit the floor. We got, on the other hand, those that are so full of wildfire. I'd rather, of course, there's no fire and wildfire. I don't even want them. I want the real fire. We got those who just jump up and down, scream like a bunch of idiots and carol, and they want somebody to notice them, to think, somebody that calls them to think they're some type of real spiritual being. But they're just foolish and ignorant. They themselves never have been saved either. And beloved, I believe in being inspired and moved by the Holy Ghost, and I'm not ashamed to shout when it's God gives a shout. But all this shouting going on nowadays is a bunch of foolishness of the flesh. They're not real. It's satanic. It's deceptive, and it's deceiving. It's the spirit of the flesh. And most people don't know the difference in the spirit of God and the spirit of their own rotten, stinking flesh. Jeremiah said the heart of the flesh is death for the wicked and deceitful above all things. Who can know it? Now they try to convince themselves. This old flesh is pretty well convinced. It'll could deceive you. Jeremiah said, your heart, the heart of the flesh, is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things. Who can know it? The Bible said, I, the Lord, try the heart, search the reins, give a man according to the fruit of his doing. Beloved, you don't know how rotten you really are. You get in the light of the gospel, and God makes you realize that you're vile and wretched and undone and hopeless and helpless without Him. He's the good part about anybody. And I couldn't save myself, and I can't keep myself. I don't have to. The Bible said, I'm kept by the power of God. I'm saved by the grace of God. I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit of God under the day of redemption, and there's nothing ever separating me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. I love the Lord. What a wonderful salvation. It's a perfect salvation. It's a pure salvation. It's a powerful salvation, beloved. And the devil can't undo what Jesus done at Calvary. His blood cleanses us, the Bible says, from all sin. And Jesus didn't say to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, you got to be born again and again and again and again and again. That's not what he said. He said, Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say, except the man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That's one time. Then take him one time, get into this world, beloved. That was a natural birth. That's a water birth. That's what he said to Nicodemus. Nicodemus said to him, I'm an old man. Can I get back a second time? My mother's womb be born. He said, Nicodemus, that's a water birth. I said to you, you've got to be born again. You must be born of water and of, he said, the Spirit. That's the second birth. The first man's the earth earthly, second man's the Lord from heaven. And he said, Nicodemus, you've got to be born a second time. Again, one more time, if you expect to get to heaven, your sins will have to be forgiven and placed under, of course, the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said outside the shedding of the blood, there's no forgiveness, no remission for sin. And Jesus said, except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Beloved, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. He said, the whole that need a physician, but he came to save sinners and those that were sick. Beloved, everybody fits that category. In this world, everybody in this world is a sinner by birth. We all shaped in iniquity and born in sin. We don't have to, beloved, run after sin because we've got a God-given conscience and we know right and wrong. But being depraved and wretched and vile as our flesh is, beloved, is subject to temptation, subject to vanity. The devil knows how to get to us and work on us. He works through three avenues. That is, a lust by flesh, lust the eye, and the pride of life. He'll get you, capture you, captivate you, take you down to the valley of despair, the valley of defeat, and eventually down to the valley of death. He'll destroy you, beloved, if you're not careful. The only hope you have, the only hope you need, beloved, is the power of the Holy Spirit of God living on the inside of you, Christ in you, God in you, the hope of glory. If you get saved, I can promise you, you won't have to quit those things. Beloved, they'll quit you. It's just like I said, a poor illustration, but I believe a good illustration. It's like an old dead dog. That's why I used to be unclean, considered by the Bible as a dog at being unclean, or I said a pig, a swine. And when he's washed, he turns again to the wallow in the mire. A dog will return back to his old vomit. Beloved, we're unclean. We're just like unclean dogs in the sight of God before we get cleansed by the blood of Jesus. But when we get saved, what a remarkable difference that it makes. And it's just like an old dog. When he dies, you don't have to knock the fleas off. The fleas get off of him because he's dead. And beloved, when I died to Gerald, I died to the world, I died to the old lustful flesh that I'm housed in, I didn't have to quit those things. Those things quit me. My desires left me. No more smoking, no more drinking, no more cussing, no more gambling. All those things departed from me, beloved, right after I got saved. What a blessing, what a joy, what an honor it is to know him as your personal Savior. I'm talking about being born again. Not a corrupt seed, but an incorrupt seed by the Word of God that liveth and abide it forever. Now, you better hear what the Bible has to say. I'm not interested in what you think. Some folks say, well, I don't believe that. I say, well, what do you believe? And they say, well, I believe so. I said, show it to me in the Bible, beloved. They can't show you because their belief is not something that's sound and solid. It's not sound doctrine. It's something somebody else has told them, some type of fairy tale or fable, some type of cunning saying, beloved, some type of wisdom that man's wisdom teaches. But it's not authentic. It's not the Bible. It's not the blessed Word of God. And, of course, their foundation is not solid, not sure. The only foundation that can be laid is that that's already been laid. And, of course, the foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the gates of hell can't prevail against the church of the living God. I'm glad I'm in the body of Christ. Beloved, I've been born again. Yes, sir, my sins have been forgiven and placed under the blood of Jesus. I got in by a new and a living way. But see, that's Jesus that's consecrated for me through the veil. Thank God that is to say it's fresh. Bearing my sin in his own body on the tree. He's the only one that's ever been righteous, holy, just, and good, and perfect. Beloved, and without any sin whatsoever. The Bible said he knows no sin, neither was a gal found in his mouth. He's the perfect statue, beloved, the fullness of God Almighty reincarnate in a human body, the express image of God Almighty. Beloved, it's Jesus. He come out of the bosom of the Father and before ordained before the foundation of the world and purpose with God Almighty and planned with God Almighty to make provision with the sacrifice of himself. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son to the world, condemned the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Beloved, to get to heaven, you must be saved. And he's a must. He's a necessity. There's no other way from earth to heaven. He's the way, the truth, and life. He's the door. If any man ends in a sheepfold, if God come up in the way, to be the same as a thief and a robber. They've got to get in through him. He is the life of all the world, the hope of all the world, beloved. He's the Savior of all mankind. The Bible went on saying, especially them that believe. I'm glad that I believe, not tongue-in-cheek, not in mind, but I've got the real, unfinished faith. Beloved, a faith without apostasy and pretense. I've got a genuine faith. I've had the experience of the new birth. The seed of God has been birthed into my soul. It's been conceived, beloved, and it's been born in me. Thank God I've been born again of a corrupt seed, but an incorrupt seed by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. He lives forever. He has the unchangeable priesthood. He's after the order of Melchizedek, without father, without mother, without beginning of days, without ending of life. Beloved, he's the eternal priest of God in heaven itself on the real mercy seat, interceding for the saints according to the will of God. I'm gathered he can be touched with the feeling. The Bible said, our infirmities, all points tend to we are yet without sin. Thank God. That's why he can represent us, beloved, before the holiness of God Almighty. Even the heavens unclean in God's sight. He's so holy. I can't put into words how holy God is. I'm too unholy. That is my flesh. On the inside, it's holy because that's where he dwells. He won't dwell in an unclean vessel. That's why he had to cleanse me by his blood, sanctify me, quicken me, make me alive, and forgive me all my sins, and apply the blood, the little post of the doors of my heart, and then get alive in me. Thank God I'm dead. I've got God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. And you can have him too, beloved. The Bible said it's without price. Without money, you can get you a drink out of a well of driven water. I'll guarantee you'll never thirst again. When you get saved, he satisfies that quench that thirst. It quenches that thirst. It's on the inside of you, and nothing else can do that. I run after satisfaction. I run after pleasure. I found pleasure, sinful season, but I never got satisfied that I got saved. And I can honestly say, God knows my heart, beloved, when I got saved, I got satisfied. I've been satisfied with Jesus ever since, and I want him to be satisfied with me. He's never failed me. He can't fail. I've never been disappointed. Beloved, anything he's ever done toward me, it's always been good. Always my good and his glory. God make it no mistake. Beloved, he's perfect. His will is sovereign. He's holy and righteous and just and good and merciful and long-suffering. Wants the whole world to go to heaven. He prepared the eternities of heaven for every human being that's ever been born. He made the way. God, listen again. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever, that means anybody and everybody, believe in him, should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son to the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. And this is not mind and cheek. This is not mouth and cheek, beloved. And mind, beloved, this is heartfelt, no soul salvation. The Bible said, for the heart, that's the soul. For the heart, men believe it unto righteousness. And when the mouth confession is made unto salvation, you've got to believe in your heart. And when you do that, you'll certainly repent of your sins. You'll get genuine. You'll get remorse. You'll get ashamed of yourself and you'll sin. Then you'll ask God great mercy and forgiveness, and you'll accept the blood atonement that Jesus made. And when you've done that in sincerity, beloved, in reality, and he's gave you a place of repentance, and you've called on him, save you just like you are. And I guarantee you, when it happens to you, you'll be the first one to know it. Won't nobody have to tell you about it. It'll get past your mind. It'll get down in your heart. He'll quicken you, make you alive, and transform you, and change you. And you'll have the free gift. And you go to heaven because what he's done in your heart, what he's done for you. See, now my time gone. Right.